I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Much of West Virginia is recovering this week from devastating flooding. Coming up, we'll examine the impact that might have on fishing on some of West Virginia's more popular waterways. There is no question, less than a week after a major flood that claimed nearly two dozen lives and left thousands with no home, fishing and boat ramps are pretty insignificant. But DNR officials are starting to inspect some launch points on the New and the Greenbrier River where they can get into them to determine what, if any, damage may have happened.
We're still in kind of a mode of finding out, you know, a lot of the places that are hit really hard we can't get into or we don't want to go in. We don't want to cause a problem. You know, the lives lost and the property loss is more important than us checking a boat ramp. But we're trying to check where we can, and I don't think it's going to be major damage. I mean, most of our sites are built. You know, our guys that build them know how to build them to withstand the streams and the rigors of water flowing over and all that. We'll have, the biggest thing will be cleaning up mud. Cleaning debris.
That's District Fisheries Biologist Mark Scott. Now, those inspections will grow wider as the emergency recovery lessens. A couple of things are certain, though. Scott says, for one, the high water is not going to hurt the fish to any great degree.
If muddy water and high water killed fish, they've been gone a long time ago.
But the fish that aren't here yet or were just arriving may be a different story. The 2016 class of smallmouth for the New and Greenbrier Rivers are likely no more.
Virginia Tech studies have found that June is the key month for smallmouth on the New River, and I would think probably Greenbrier also. They typically spawn in late May anyway, mid to late May probably. But for whatever reason, they check the flows during different months, and June is the key month. Of course, a massive flood like that, your spawn is gone for the year, so pretty much zero smallmouth spawn this year.
But the impact won't be immediate, and chances are it won't be significant as long as we don't have several of these years strung together.
3 years down the road is when you'd first be noticing it, and by then you forgot about the flood, and you think, well, you know, where's all the fish at? But 1 year you don't notice so much. We had, it's been back in the early 2000s, we had maybe 3 years of little to poor reproduction due to high flows, and there for a couple years. I mean, you'd catch fish, but you know, in the summer when most people are out there and the fish that they normally catch, those 10 to 12 inch fish, there wasn't many of them there. They just, you know, they weren't hatched.
As I previously mentioned, getting lives and property of West Virginia residents back in order is number one right now. Once that's done, we can go back to worrying about wetting a line. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.